Brett Hollander back here on WBAL News Radio 1090 with Orioles right-hander Bud Norris. Bud, how are you?
I'm great. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How's the offseason going? I know your Golden State Warriors are rocking and rolling.
It's been great. Yeah, I've been in Northern California this offseason again, and they have been playing some pretty good basketball. It's been very buzzworthy around the Bay Area, so it's been exciting.
I know you got to be pumped about that. Are they going to win the NBA title?
You know, like I said, winning out of the West is going to be difficult for any team out of the West. They got a great shot. We just need a healthy roster by the time we get to the playoffs. So anything can happen.
You get your arbitration thing out of the way today, so congratulations on that. I know it's inevitable in this case. You were going to sign at some point. It was just a matter of when and for how much. But there has to be this sense, even for a veteran like you, that when you ink something like that, there's got to be a moment of like, this is still pretty cool.
Absolutely. I've worked really hard over the last couple of years, and I've just been thankful for the opportunity in Baltimore. And the season we had last year was, so encouraging for the city and for the fans and for us, the players. So I'm glad that this one was, off my back. Now I can really focus on getting to camp and really getting down there and focus on baseball. The negotiations were good all the way through. Obviously, there's a lot going on with Dan in the front office, but they've still been very presentable and kept up with me. And so I'm very happy that this got done today, and we can go from there.
But are players following what's happening with the Orioles and Dan Duquette in the front office, or is it kind of like out of sight, out of mind, you're answering to Buck and whomever's in charge?
Our job is to play. That's number one, and definitely the first day of camp in February, 18th. So you got to pay attention. You got to know what's going around you. This is our team. This is our family. This is our organization. So, you got to pay attention.
Yeah, and are players, do they talk amongst themselves about these things? Will you have an off-season conversation like, where's our general manager going to be when this season actually begins?
No, I haven't really talked to anybody specifically about it. A couple of small texts here and there. It's out of our hands. So that's the way we got to leave it. It's not our job. Everyone's got to take their stuff personal and just take care of their bodies and come to camp healthy and ready to go and ready to compete for a spot on the team. So, like I said, it's just out of our hands, and there's nothing we can do on either side.
Orioles right-hander Bud Norris is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. It's a huge year for you, Bud. And of course, you can make the argument last year was big for you. But this year, it's the year before you become a free agent. I know that has to be some added pressure. Or are you so focused as a professional athlete and keyed in on what you need to do that you can kind of put that somewhere else in your mind?
Yeah, I don't play for that. I didn't get in this industry to play for checks. I played to win. I think that's what we have in that clubhouse. Is these guys are focused on winning day in and day out. Everybody takes their stuff seriously, and that's my focus. And my focus is 2015 with the Orioles and getting back to the postseason and hopefully getting to a World Series and bringing that into Baltimore. That's the focus. That's the group's focus. That's the team's focus, and the exciting part of it. So I'll worry about that, all that other good stuff in the offseason. But when you're out there playing baseball, you want to be focused on playing baseball and trying to win ball games with your guys.
I love this. Earlier in the offseason, Bud, after the Orioles had that really tough week where they lost Nelson Cruz, Andrew Miller, and Nick Markakis in 1 week in free agency, and some media guys were saying, well, that was a nice quick run for the Orioles. It's over now. And you didn't hesitate to jab back a little bit, saying, we've done this on pitching and defense the last few years. Our rotation is good, and it's intact. That was pretty interesting, Bud.
Yeah, I don't like to take a lot of shots, and it definitely wasn't one of those. I just wanted to articulate that we know what we have in that clubhouse, so we can go out there and play baseball. When you have Buck at the helm, and like you said, the rotation, and especially the defense that we have out there every single night, something that they've emphasized over the last couple of years, it pays dividends, and that's what got us to the postseason. That's what gets you a 90-win season and all the rest. So we got a lot more work to do. We understand that it's going to be tough to lose those pieces, but through the organization, all the way top to bottom, that just gives other guys opportunities to pick up and really start their careers. I know that they've talked about some young blue-chip prospects that are closer and closer ready to go. So it just gives open doors for the next guy to come in and take the job by hand.
One thing you look at when you see this Orioles rotation right now, you, Tillman, Gausman, Chen, this group is in the prime of their career. I mean, there's no reason not to think that your best days, your best innings, Tillman's, Gausman's, Chen's, are all actually in front of you. And I know that's not necessarily a mentality, but if you're looking for indicators about success in 2015, that has to be one of them.
Absolutely, Brett. I mean, going into 2014, there's a lot of question marks on exactly how good this group could be. But the way that we went about it internally, the way that we pushed each other day in and day out and quietly went about our business and put up the numbers we put up, it says a lot to us, one. Obviously, we didn't feel we got enough love as a media standpoint, but we're not out there focused on that. We are out there to win ball games, and I think the fact that we won the East for the first time in however long says a lot about the group at hand. But these guys are professionals. The work ethic's been there, and it was so much fun to be part of that last year. And obviously, I'm chomping at the bit to get back out there and do it again in 2015.
One last question about the rotation before we let you go here. Kevin Gausman, you look at what he did in the postseason, really how consistent he was last year. I mean, people saw him go up and down, AAA, Baltimore, and then rotation, bullpen. But when you look at where he is, and you've seen a lot of guys come through, where's those possibilities in 2015 for Kevin Gausman?
Yeah, the sky's the limit for Kevin. He's a great kid. He's been a big blue chip guy for a long time, but his work ethic is right there with the rest of us. He had a real opportunity to learn from a couple of our guys this year and just watch us on our daily work. You know, even the times that he got sent down were not necessarily because of disciplinary reactions or because he wasn't pitching well. It's just a lot of moving pieces, and that's how we kind of shuffle our roster when we can help the team. So I think he's gonna be ready to go. The sky's the limit for this kid. He's just got to keep learning. He's got a lot of good years in front of him, and he's a big addition to our team.
Last question, Bud. Are you chomping at the bit to get down to Florida at this point, or can you wait another few weeks?
No, I mean, when come the new year, you really kind of start to get excited. I think the fans are really starting to get excited. I'm really excited for Fan Fest this weekend in Baltimore. It's going to be pretty exciting to see all the faces. I think that will really get the itch going for me and for the guys. So we're looking forward to that. But you really take the offseason for what it is. Your body needs it. You got to get back into shape and take care of your body and be home with your families and stuff. But, yeah, I'm starting to get the itch. Baseball is what we love to do. And, getting on those backfields and spring training is a lot of fun because we're like little boys again playing our favorite game.
Newly signed Bud Norris. Congratulations on the deal again, Bud. And I'll see you in Baltimore on Saturday. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Brett.
That is Bud Norris. We'll come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.